Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Kedushin Daf Lamed Vav. The first parak, Haisha Niknes. The Zikud Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the three thoughts we're going to focus on: number one, a brisa teaches about the pasuk Bani Matem Hashem El Kechem, your sons to Hashem, your God. The Riuto holds Bezman Shatem Nohagim Minhag Banim Atem Kruim Banim. When you act in the manner of children, you're called children of Hashem. But if you do not act in the manner of children, you are not called his children. Rav Meir disagrees. Whether you act this way or that way, you are called his children. He quotes four psukim to demonstrate this, and the Gemara explains their purpose. If only for the first pasuk, banim sechalim hema, they are foolish children, one could think they're only called children when they act foolishly, but not when they're disloyal. The second pasuk, banim wa imun bam, children in whom there is no loyalty, teaches otherwise. Still, one could think that if they worship idols, they're not called children. So the third pasuk, Zer Marein Banim Mashchisim, a seed of evildoers, destructive children, shows they are. Finally, one might think they're only called destructive children, but not proper children. The final pasuk, Vayamim Kom Asher Yamer Lehem Lo Amiatem, Yamer Lehem B'nei Kel Chai, it will be that of that which is said to them, you are not my people, it will be said to them, you are the children of the living God, demonstrates that with tshuva they can be called children of the living God. Point number two, the next mission lists the various steps of bringing karbanas, which a woman does not perform. Hasmichos, leaning on the head of a karban before it's shechted. Ba'atnufos, waving certain karbanas. Ba'hagashos, bringing menachos close to the mizbeach before offering them. Ba'kamitzos, kamitza, removing three fingers full of flour of menachos. Ba'aktaros, burning karbanas on the mizbeach. Ba'molikos, molika, the specialized shechita procedure of bird karbanas. Ba'kabalos, receiving the blood. Ba'hazos, sprinkling of blood. Noagim ba'anashim v'lo menashim. All applied to men and not to women. Chutz ma'minchasot to Nazira Shehem Menifos, except for the Mincha of a Soto or of a Nazira, which they do waive. The Gemara provides the source for each halacha. It explains the hazos, sprinkling, refers to sprinkling the blood of a bird carbon, specifically a chatas. That a woman cannot sprinkle the blood is derived from a kav chomer. If a sheep carbon, which can be shechted by a non-kohen, still requires a male kohen for its sprinkling, meaning throwing its blood on the mizbech's wall, then a bird carbon, which requires a kohen for its malika, certainly requires a male kohen for its sprinkling. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that a woman does waive the Mincha V'Sota. Molazer said to Rabbi Yoshi of his generation, do not sit down until you explain this matter to me. Menayin la Mincha Sota Shetun HaTnufa. From where do we derive that a Mincha Sota requires waving? The Gemara explains he was asking for the source that the owner of the Mincha, meaning the woman, must wave it in addition to the Kohen taught in the Pasuk. He answered that there's a Gezer Shava of Yad Yad, linking Sota and Shlamim, where it states that certain parts are waved by the owner, teaching that just as regarding Sota, a Kohen must wave it, he does by Shlamim as well. And just as with Shlamim, the owner waves it, the owner here, meaning the woman, does by Sota as well. Thus, Kohen machnis yad utachnis yad balim umeiniv. The Kohen places his hand under the owner's hand and waves with him. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a brisa teaches about the pasuk, Bani matem l'Hashem el kechem, you are sons to Hashem your God. The Rabbi Yehuda holds, Bezman shatem nogim minhag banim, atem kruim banim. When you act in the manner of children, you are called children of Hashem. Ein atem nogim minhag banim, ein atem kruim banim. But if you do not act in the manner of children, you are not called as children. Rabbi Meir disagrees, Benkach u benkach atem kruim banim. Whether you act this way or that way, you are called his children. He quotes four psukim to demonstrate this, and the Gemara explains their purpose. If only for the first pasuk, banim sechalim hema, they are foolish children, one could think they're only called children when they act foolishly, but not when they're disloyal. The second pasuk, banim wa imun bam, children in whom there is no loyalty, teaches otherwise. Still, one could think that if they worship idols, they're not called children. So the third pasuk, zer marein banim mashchisim, a seed of evildoers, destructive children, shows they are. Finally, one might think they're only called destructive children, but not proper children. The final pasuk, Vayamim Kom Asher Yamer Lehem Lo Amiatem, Yamer Lehem B'nei Kel Chai, it will be that of that which is said to them, you are not my people, it will be said to them, you are the children of the living God, demonstrates that with tshuva they can be called children of the living God. Point number two, the next mission lists the various steps of bringing karbanas, which a woman does not perform. Hasmichos, leaning on the head of a karban before it's shechted. Ba'atnufos, waving certain karbanas. Ba'hagashos, bringing menachos close to the mizbeach before offering them. Ba'kamitzos, kamitza, removing three fingers full of flour of menachos. Ba'aktaros, burning karbanas on the mizbeach. Ba'molikos, molika, the specialized shechita procedure of bird karbanas. Ba'kabalos, receiving the blood. Ba'hazos, sprinkling of blood. Noagim ba'anashim v'lo menashim. All applied to men and not to women. Chutz ma'minchasot to Nazira Shehem Menifos, except for the Mincha of a Soto or of a Nazira, which they do waive. The Gemara provides the source for each halacha. It explains that hazos, sprinkling, refers to sprinkling the blood of a bird carbon, specifically a chatas, that a woman cannot sprinkle the blood is derived from a kal vachomer. If a sheep carbon, which can be shechted by a non-kohen, still requires a male kohen for its sprinkling, meaning throwing its blood on the mizbech's wall, then a bird carbon, which requires a kohen for its malika, certainly requires a male kohen for its sprinkling. And pointing with you, the Mishnah taught that a woman does waive the mincha v'sota. Elazar said to Rabbi Yoshi of his generation, "Do not sit down until you explain this matter to me. Menayin l'mincha sota shetuna tenufa. From where do we derive that a mincha sota requires waving?" The Gemara explains he was asking for the source that the owner of the mincha, meaning the woman, must wave it in addition to the kohen taught in the pasuk. He answered that there's a gezer shava of yad yad, linking sota and shlamim, where it states that certain parts are waved by the owner, teaching that just as regarding sota a kohen must wave it, he does by shlamim as well. And just as with shlamim, the owner waves it, the owner here, meaning the woman, does by sota as well. Thus, kohen machnis yad utachnis yad balim umeniv. The kohen places his hand under the owner's hand and waves with him. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Vav, and our standard siman is a lulav. Alulav. So here goes. The mother who yelled banim to her sons, who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah, wanted them to see their father doing smicha on his carbon as well as the other avodas than only men do, and not the sota doing tenufa of a mincha sota with a kohen. Once again, slow motion. The mother who yelled banim to her sons, who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded lulavim, that must be more in Daf Lamed Vav, lulav. The mother who yelled banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah, which reminds us, our braisa teaches about the pasuk, banim atem l'Hashem elokechem, your sons to Hashem your God. The Beulah holds, when you act in the manner of banim, you're called banim of Hashem. Ein atem nogim minhag banim, ein atem groim banim. But if you do not act in the manner of children, you're not called as children. Remer disagrees, ben kach uben kach atem groim banim. Whether you act this way or that way, you're called as children. He quotes four psukim to demonstrate this, the first one being that we're called banim even when we act foolishly. So the mother who yelled banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah, wanted them to see their father doing smicha on his carbon as well as other avodos that only men do. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the various steps of bringing karbonos which a woman does not perform, such as smicha, tenufa, hagasha, and kemitza. So the mother who yelled banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah, wanted them to see their father doing smicha on his carbon as well as other avodos that only men do, and not the sota doing tenufa of her mincha sota with a kohen. Which reminds us, we learn the source of the sota does tenufa of her mincha, in addition to the kohen, which we learn from the pasuk, comes from a gezer shava of yad yad with shlamim. So once again, the mother who yelled banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah, wanted them to see their father doing smicha on his carbon as well as other avodas that only men do, and not the sota doing tenufa of her mincha sota with a kohen. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Daf Lamed Beis. So the siman Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The lab scientist, lab, that must be more in Daf Lamed Beis. The lab scientist, monitoring the stress levels of a son, who didn't react when watching his father throw the wallet full of diamonds he was going to inherit into the sea, which reminds us, the Gemara brings him al-Kochas. If the funding for kibbut is from the son's asset or the father's, and rules that it's from the father's assets. This is challenged from Rabbi Yezu, describing the extent of kibbut of, to the point that if his father takes his wallet and throws it into the sea in his presence, he doesn't shame his father. Now, if the son doesn't need to suffer any monetary loss, then the father must be throwing his own wallet, so why should the son care? The Gemara answers that it refers to where the son stands to inherit this wallet. So the lab scientist, monitoring the stress levels of a son, who didn't react when watching his father threw the wallet full of diamonds he was going to inherit into the sea, also tried to determine if a Rebbe would be mocha on his kavod when his students didn't stand for him, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said that a father can waive his son's obligation to honor him. However, a Rav Shemachal Kvodo and Kvodo Machal, a teacher waives his right to honor, his honor is not waived. Rav Yosef said that even a teacher's honor can be waived, as the Pasuk says, Vashem Holech Lifnehem Yomam, and Hashem went before them by day, indicating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate teacher, waived his honor by leading the nation. The Gemara goes on to discuss whether a nasi or king may forego their honor. So the lab scientist, mourning the stress levels of a son, who didn't react when watching his father throw the wallet full of diamonds he was going to inherit into the sea, also tried to determine if a Rebbe would be mocha on his coven when his students didn't stand for him, but stood for an old ignorant man entering the lab, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses standing in honor of the elderly and says that the Lacha follows Issi ben Yehuda, who holds that the pasuk of Mifnei Seva Takum, before an old man you shall rise, even applies for a sinful and ignorant old man. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. The pirate leader with the diamond set of peg leg. Pirate with a peg leg? That must be Warren Duff. Lamed Gimel. Leg. The pirate leader with the diamond set of peg leg, who commanded his pirate workers to stop polishing the ship and stand up when the people bring Bikurim, passed by, which reminds us the Gemara discusses interrupting work to stand for the elderly and for those bringing Bikurim. So the pirate leader with the diamond set of peg leg, who commanded his pirate workers to stop polishing the ship and stand up when the people bring Bikurim, passed by, wasn't sure if he should stand up for his son, who was his pirate teacher, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Benot Buhu Rabo, if one's son is his teacher, Mahu Lamud Vinei Avi, what is the halacha whether the son must stand before his father, and if perhaps the father must stand before his son? So the pirate leader with the diamond set of peg leg, who commanded his pirate workers to stop polishing the ship and stand up when the people bring Bikurim, passed by, wasn't sure if he should stand up for his son, who was his pirate teacher, when he walked onto the ship, but did rise when a Sefer Torah was brought on board, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Mahu Lamun Bifnei Sefer Torah, what is the halacha regarding standing for a Sefer Torah? Rabbi Chilkiah, Rabbi Simon, and Rabbi Lazar said it may be derived from a Kal Vachomer. Mipnei Lomdeo Omdim, one stands before those who learn the Torah. Mipanel O Kol Shekein, how much more so should one stand before the Torah itself? Daf Lamed Daled, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The woman sitting on the diamond-studded ladder. Ladder? That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Daled. The woman sitting on the diamond-studded ladder opposite the time-bound mitzvah clock, which reminds the Gemara discuss the exemption of women from the mitzvahs Asish as Mangrama and their Chiva mitzvahs that are not Mangrama. There are exceptions, as Rabbi Yochanan said, Engel Meinim Mina Klos. We do not learn from general rules, Afil B'mak Mishenemar B'chutz, even where it says except, because there may be additional exceptions which are not listed. So the woman sitting on the diamond-studded ladder opposite the time-bound mitzvah clock looked past the man wearing tefillin down below, sitting right next to another man, learning Torah, which reminds the Gemara says that this principle that women are exempt from mitzvahs asishas mangrama is derived from tefillin. Ma tefillin nashim baturos, just as wearing tefillin is a time-bound mitzvah and women are exempt from it. Av kol mitzvahs asishas mangrama nashim baturos, so too, regarding all time-bound mitzvahs, women are exempt. Women's exemption from tefillin is derived from tefillin being written near the mitzvah of learning Torah, from which women are exempt. So the woman sitting on the diamond-studded ladder opposite the time-bound mitzvah clock looked past the man wearing tefillin down below, sitting right next to another man, learning Torah, when they saw their husbands approach carrying jewelry for the chag, as well as the save-the-date notice for the mitzvah of Hakel, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, instead of exempting women from mitzvahs asishas mangrama based on tefillin, let us derive from simcha the mitzvah to rejoice during the shol shogalim that women are chayv in mitzvahs asishas mangrama. Abaya answers, isha bal mesamcha, regarding a woman's rejoicing, it's her husband who gladdens her, meaning it's his obligation, not hers, to ensure that she rejoices. The Gemara goes on to explain why we don't learn that she's chayv from the mitzvah of Hakel. Daf Lamed Hei, so the simmer Daf Lamed Hei is the children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The cue to boys' choir, that must be more on Duff. Lamed Hey, la, la, la. The cue to boys' choir in the diamond-studded outfits waving their fingers side to side while singing the women are also chayv in the don't do song to their proud mothers, which reminds us. The Gemara asks for the source of the Mishnah's rule that women are chayv by every lo sase. Rav as well, Rabbi Yishmael's Academy quoted a pasuk discussing swearing falsely about stealing. Isha, isha, ki yasmi kol chatas ha'adam, a man or a woman who shall commit any of the sins of people. Hishva akasim isha le'isha kol unshin shabbatorah. The pasuk thereby equated a woman to a man regarding all the punishments of the Torah. If they're subject to the punishments of Malkus for violations, they must be bound by the commandments themselves. So the cute little boys' choir in the diamond-studded outfits waving their fingers side to side while singing the woman also chayv in the don't do song to their proud mothers acted out cutting pays, destroying beards, and becoming tummy to the dead, for the woman can do stanza, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that there are three exceptions to woman's obligation in all mitzvahs losase, rounding pays, destroying the corners of the beard, and for a kohanis becoming tummy to the dead. The Gemara brings the various sources. So the cute little boys' choir in the diamond-studded outfits waving their fingers side to side while singing the woman are also chayv in the don't do song to their proud mothers, acted out cutting payas, destroying beards, and becoming tummy to the dead, for the woman can do stanza, which conclude with the words Bani Matem L'Hashem Elokechem, as a boy pointed to where a woman can make a bald spot when mourning her dead, which reminds us Isi added another exception, Apval Yikruhu Nashim Baturos. Women are also exempt from the commandment not to make a bald spot on the head in mourning someone's death. His source is the Pasuk Bani Matem L'Hashem Elokechem. You are sons to Hashem your God. You shall not cut yourselves nor make a bald spot between your eyes for the dead, Kiyam Kadoshata L'Hashem Elokechem, because you're a holy nation to Hashem your God. The opening word Banim teaches Banim below Banas L'Karcha, only sons and not daughters, regarding the prohibition to make a bald spot. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf we have a question whether a father must stand for his son, who is his rabbi? That's on daf Amen Gemo. Good number two. Which death we learn the source that is Sota does to Nufa Rav Minchas Sota in addition to the Kohen, who waves it with her. That's on Daf. Amen Vav. Good number three. Which death we learn the source that women are obligated in every Losa say. That's on Daf. Amen Hey. Good number four. Which death we learn the son should not react even if he sees his father throw his future inheritance into the sea. That's on Daf. Lamed Beis. Good number five. Wish to learn that the source that women are exempt from mitzvahs aseh shezman grama is from the mitzvah of tefillin. That's on Daf. Lamed Daleh. Good number six. Wish to learn the very steps of bringing a carbon that only men do, not women. That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Good number seven. Wish to learn that one must stand for a sefer Torah. That's on Daf. Lamed Gimel. Good number eight. Wish to learn the Isi holds that women are also exempt from Bal Yikruchu, pulling out their hair as an expression of mourning. That's on Daf. Lamed Hey. Good number nine. Wish Daf to Malchus Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir whether we're called Banim of Hashem when we're not behaving properly. That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Good. And number ten. Wish to learn about different ways one can honor a parent, such as bringing them food. That's on Daf. Lamed Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichron Yeshiva. Great day and great learning.